Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're paying musical tribute to a gentleman who passed away recently, the great Ray Harryhausen, a special effects pioneer whose brand of stop-motion animation is absolutely unmistakable. He wasn't a director, but nonetheless, every movie that he worked on felt very much like a Ray Harryhausen movie. The special effects that he delivered remain remarkable and charming today, and really a huge influence on quite a few visual effects people who went on to do great things later in Hollywood. We're going to feature music from a handful of the more significant films Harryhausen worked on, and we're going to begin by going back to 1958 and a Columbia Pictures film directed by Nathan H. Jurin and starring Kerwin Matthews called The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, featuring a dynamic score by the great Bernard Herrmann. Take a listen. Thank you. That's music from the wildly entertaining The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, a movie which features quite a few tremendous Ray Harryhausen special effects. The star of that film, Kerwin Matthews, went on to star in the 1960 Columbia Pictures fantasy The Three Worlds of Gulliver, another movie which Harryhausen provided some effects for. It wasn't as successful a film as the Sinbad movie, but nonetheless was reasonably entertaining and featured another tremendously enjoyable score from the great Bernard Herrmann. It's gentler than most of Herrmann's scores for Harryhausen movies, but still, again, quite charming. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from The Three Worlds of Gulliver by the great Bernard Herrmann. Herrmann also provided the score for the next film we're spotlighting, Mysterious Island, released in 1961. This is actually one of my favorite Herrmann scores. It's got so many different flavors, and we can't possibly touch on them all in this brief suite, but we'll try to give you a good idea of some of the different ideas that Herrmann employs over the course of this score. The movie was essentially created as a showcase for Ray Harryhausen's special effects and features all kinds of terrific ideas visually throughout. Let's take a listen now to this suite of music from Mysterious Island. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting the music from the films of Ray Harryhausen on the program today. Much of the music we featured thus far, well, all the music we featured thus far, is by Bernard Herrmann, and so is our next score, written for the 1963 classic Jason and the Argonauts, which starred Todd Armstrong in the title role, was directed by Don Chaffee, and another movie which just features a tremendous number of great Harryhausen effects. It's really a whole lot of fun, holds up quite well today, and the score does as well. It's filled with energetic, innovative ideas. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music by Bernard Herrmann, written for Jason and the Argonauts, the last collaboration between Harryhausen and Herrmann. Next up, we move ahead to 1974 and a movie called The Golden Voyage of Sinbad. It's yet another fantasy film, of course, featuring another wide variety of terrific special effects. It starred John Philip Law and Tom Baker, directed by Gordon Hessler, and this one featured a score by the great Miklos Rocha, best known for writing music for all of those biblical epics back in the day, movies like Ben-Hur and Quo Vadis, terrific stuff. This time around, he finds a nice balance between his own distinctive voice and the sort of style that Herrmann brought to Harryhausen's earlier movies. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Miklos Rosa, written for The Golden Voyage of Sinbad. Next up, the last really big movie that Harryhausen worked on, released in 1981, the fantasy adventure Clash of the Titans, which starred Harry Hamlin, Laurence Olivier, Maggie Smith, and Burgess Meredith, directed by Desmond Davis. The movie was, of course, remade a few years ago with Sam Worthington playing the central role. The original has dated quite a bit. There are quite a few scenes that are honestly a little difficult to sit through now, but Harryhausen's special effects remain nothing short of tremendous, and for that reason alone, it's well worth sitting through. Well, and for the Lawrence Rosenthal score, which isn't quite to the level of the work that Herman Arosa delivered, but is still quite a good one. Let's take a listen, and we'll conclude today's program with a suite of music from Clash of the Titans. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.